AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The United States and Israel are in their strongest public clash since Israel's war against Hamas began. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Israel's angry. The U.S. did not veto a U.N. Security Council resolution demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu responded by canceling a high-level delegation's visit to Washington this week.
We're kind of perplexed by this.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says the U.S. abstained from voting on the resolution for one reason.
This resolution text did not condemn Hamas.
Netanyahu accuses the U.S. of a policy shift.
Nothing has changed about our policy.
And Netanyahu's government is adding to already heightened tensions.
Choosing to create a perception of daylight here when they don't need to do that.
The Israeli delegation was to present the White House plans for a possible ground invasion of Rafah, which the U.S. strongly opposes. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A storm is threatening snow in the Midwest and thunder in the South. In an AP interview, Minneapolis resident Beth Thompson says she would prefer small storms as opposed to 8 inches this time.
Obviously, we need the moisture, blah, blah, blah. I get it. I just wish it had been a little bit more spread out throughout the season.
The judge in Donald Trump's hush money case has set an April 15th trial date. AP correspondent Michael Sisak.
That trial was supposed to start Monday, but instead, a judge held a hearing on claims by Trump's lawyers that a last-minute evidence dump had hindered their preparations.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said today that the gunmen who killed 139 people at a suburban Moscow concert hall are, quote, radical Islamists, unquote. But he repeated his accusation that Ukraine could have played a role despite its strong denials. This is AP News. AP correspondent Seth Sutel reports on today's financial markets.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks drifted lower at the start of what will be a shortened trading week. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Monday. The Dow lost 162 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite edged down 0.3%. Boeing rose 1.4%. The airplane maker announced a management shakeup that'll include the departure of its CEO. United Airlines fell 3.4%. Federal regulators are stepping up their scrutiny of the carrier following several recent safety issues. The stock market was cooling off after last week's big run, which sent all three major indexes to record highs on Thursday. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.25%. U.S. markets will be closed at the end of this week for Good Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.